a very special display just outside the store, greeted by. So is it really the world's largest?
That's world largest needlepoint that we created in year 2000, and it was in the Guinness Book of Record in 2004. That was 50th anniversary of the Guinness Book. 650 volunteers, age 4 to 84 years, helped me to stitch, put 5 million stitches, and welcome in 103 different languages. We have Morse code, we have sign language, we have Braille, and that 103. And we are here because last year I moved to Lansdowne, Ontario, and I saw the commercial of the Stitch by Stitch, and to me it was a message that I contacted the owner, co-owner, Heather Dodson, and I told her that that's what we did. We put Stitch by Stitch and we create this welcome mural. And I would like to see if you'd be interested to display in front of your store. And right away she said, for sure. And we organized today, that is the customer appreciation. So we have the welcome mat in front of the store. And we also, one of the things that we want to do is that 22 years ago, I also was looking into the future of add some more languages. We have some empty spots that's in that welcome mat that we trying to put native languages in there. Now I have one, and I'm hoping with the help of organizations that they can provide us with the welcome in native languages, so we can also do that with the help of customers and volunteers from Stitch by Stitch.
Well, what I really would like to know, you know, about this mat is exactly how did this all start? What was the process of making this happen?
As a newcomer to Canada in 1987.
You came from Iran, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I came from Iran, and I was so welcome that I felt that I have to give back to my new home. And that's how I went about how can I accomplish a task like this. And the other thing that I wanted to do, I want to show how Canada is a united nation. People from all over the world come, regardless of their religion, belief, race, everybody can work together. And we can always look for a goal that we can work together. And as you can see outside what we accomplished, we have people from different backgrounds, different ages that came together, create something, and that it shows the welcoming of Canada. And to me, this is something that I wanted to give back to Canada, my new home. And after all these years, unfortunately, we haven't been able to find a permanent home for the piece. I have tried so many times to display it in Pearson International, which is the largest airport in Canada, as people coming to Canada to see the welcoming of Canada, especially seeing something that people actually put time and effort to create. That is not something that you go and print welcome in different languages and put it in there.
Well, exactly. We were having a bit of a discussion before we started talking through this interview about how, you know, just sort of printing a welcome digital is nothing compared to, I mean, like 2 years of work went into your welcome mat. As you mentioned, was like over 60 people involved.
650.
My mistake, 600. Add an extra zero to that.
Yes,
650.
Yes.
And people of all ages.
Yes. All different background. I have all their names, and some of them, unfortunately, they are not with us anymore, because that was 22 years ago, and my oldest volunteer at the time, and she was 84 years old. And again, that was something that people love to be part of it, to be proud Canadian, and to be proud to show that, yes, we can work together, regardless our age, background, religion. This is something that I think our politician should work on it. So many politicians all these years promise, yes, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. We as a people accomplish, we finish the project in 2 years. We can't have it displayed somewhere in 22 years. So go and figure this.
It took that long for something this beautiful and this so symbolic of what the Canadian spirit really is about.
You see, this is something that, for example, this piece has been displayed in the backdrop of World Youth Day in 2002.
That's right, with the Pope.
Yes.
The Pope John Paul II.
Yes, we were there, and it's so unfortunate that on that day, we were there in Dunsview Park, which was the media center for the World Youth Day. This piece was displayed there for the whole event, and I had several interviews from media from other countries, but unfortunately not one Canadian media came and interview and ask this 30 feet, and it was standing, it wasn't on the floor. I have the picture that the only press that I got, it was from Toronto Star, that they just printed something about that this piece being there.
That's unbelievable. You'd think something that really, again, unites Canadians, it's such a feat, and how beautiful it is, and to think it got so little press coverage.
Everybody from Canadian press, they come see, you can't miss it. A 30 feet by 20 feet structure that we had to build in there. I'm going to show you the pictures. They came past by not one, and I'm talking about not one person came and said, so what is this? But I have all the footage, all the cards of different countries. Some of them, they were struggling even ask the question in English to what is it about and how it came about, but not one Canadian press. And again, it was also displayed in 2009 for President Obama visit to Canada, and I was fortunate and that to be able to display it in front of the Parliament, and I have a picture that Canadian citizen newspaper took, and they put it on their website. Again, that was just the website and all the media. Nobody was interested on the welcome mat. So,
What was your original hope when you were? I know you mentioned you wanted to give back to Canada. Was there anything else you were hoping to that would come of this mat?
I was gonna. My goal was first showing the welcoming of Canada, and second, showing that how people would come together, put their differences aside for a common goal. And this was something that to me was amazing. For 2 years, meeting all these volunteers, going there, they would invite me to their house. I have gentlemen came and knock on my door after we finish, 2 years after we finish the project. And when we go outside, I'm going to show you those pictures. He says, my wife was one of your volunteers and she passed away 4 months ago, and she wanted me to give you these pictures from her so you would remember. I come across stories that it would really show the passion of Canadians. A grandmother came and volunteered, and she took a piece of the, basically that's like a puzzle, 416 11 by 17 mesh joined together to be showing that. She took a piece and come back next week and brought back piece done. And she says, that was the best weekend I ever had with my daughter and my 16-year-old granddaughter. We sat the whole weekend to finish this, and I am so happy to be part of it because it brought me closer to my daughter and my granddaughter.
Wow, so it really is uniting different generations, giving people a sense of purpose and accomplishment. This is sounds like this would be great, you know, even as I know, of course, now there's a lot of divisiveness going on in our society, a lot of people, you know, suffering from different forms of so many struggles going on. But maybe something like this is really, you know, from what I'm gathering, maybe this could really help a lot of people right now.
I believe the time changed. When 20 years ago, when we started this project, the world wasn't like this today. And I believe today we need more, especially our leaders, thinking, bringing people together. And I believe this project, it would show that it's possible. If you have the will and you really believe what you are thinking, you can bring people together and unite them and have them sit next to each other. When we go out there, I have to show you pictures.
I can't wait to see them.
it shows how people willing to come together and help each other to accomplish a goal that they would be for years. I know it's been 22 years and I had this done. We did it in 2 years, but unfortunately our leaders haven't been able to place this somewhere so people can see it for 22 years. You can see the tear that is happening. This is after tomorrow, it's going to go back to the storage again, and it's going to stay there, God knows until when. If it wasn't my effort and Heather's effort, that wouldn't be even here today, because it's not easy. You're going to see the size of it, that to take this, bring it, and drop it, this should be displayed. As I have a structure, a picture frame, that I also need to enter the Guinness Book of Record. That's been made 22 years ago, and we haven't been able because it's so huge. It's 30 feet high, 3-story high, and that's sitting in the storage as well. So I'm hoping that now other leaders, maybe even a corporation, that who really believe bringing people together, come forward and say, yes, we want to help you. This has to be somewhere to be displayed so can view by people and also see the effort that people put together to accomplish this.
And just out of pure curiosity in terms of the process of how it was done, tell me a little bit about how it was assembled.
Okay. First of all, when I start this project, I was working in a factory, and I would come home. I have video footages, pictures that I would start. Each character or letters has been done by hand, traced on that mesh, and then everything is being traced so volunteers knows what to do. I had packages that goes to the volunteers with the yarn, needle, everything, instruction, and they would just do a part. That's how the beauty of this is, that if we help each other just by doing a little, but when we put the full picture together, that's what you see. That was my goal, to show that even just by doing a small piece, we can change the world. we can show the world we have. Why should we live our life in misery, in wars, in fighting? Why can't we respect each other? Work instead of our difference, let's work on our common. That would be easier. Instead of fighting each other for our differences, we can work on our common goals and accomplish, have a peaceful life and enjoy each other's company. That was my message with this piece.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for the conversation.